Welcome back to Juno Afternoon. I'm Cheryl Snyder. Joining me now is Carl Broderson with Juno Youth Sailing. Carl, are you here?
I'm here. Hello.
Hi. Great to see you. So you're here to talk about some summer programs for kids, but let's first start with having you tell us about the Juno Youth Sailing Program.
Absolutely. We're those little sailboats that in a normal year you see flitting around through the channel, sometimes upright, sometimes over sideways into the water, sometimes upside down, all of which are acceptable positions for a sailboat. It's a, quite an old program. It was founded in 1997 and the first classes were in 98. And that's when I took my first class. I'm actually a product of this program, which I think is really neat. It is in two ways one of the coolest things I have ever done, both as a student and then later as a volunteer administrator. It's an excellent opportunity to get out on the water because most of these kids are so young. It's the first time they've ever had an opportunity to really get out and explore the waterways and areas around Juno. And in particular, because most of them are, 13, 14, 12-ish, it's the largest craft they've ever had control of quite often. And so it's a very empowering experience to have an entire, 12-foot boat that you get to roar around in and make all the decisions for. It's really empowering.
It's really amazing. And I was just thinking about the fact that for a lot of these kids as well, they've probably had experience in motorized boats, which are very noisy. But to be on the water when it's quiet and it's just you and the craft out there is probably pretty powerful for them.
Yes, absolutely. It's a great example of something being more than the sum of its parts. Getting you, the waves, the wind, all those elements to come together and suddenly make a boat go feels like magic.
Yeah. How fast can those boats go on the water?
As fast as you want them to, if there's enough wind, meaning that I have gone faster than I wanted to on precisely one occasion in a perfect storm kind of situation that I should say to any worried parents has happened exactly once in 24 years. They're quite speedy. They're planing holes, but they're not zoom, zoom fast. They're wee fast, which I think is a important distinction.
Yeah. And, thinking about the weather in Southeast Alaska, what are some of the things that you're teaching the kids about safety on the water?
How to watch wind patterns, how to recognize that there may be only 2 feet of water underneath your boat, even though you can't see the ground. And in particular, how to avoid shipping and other vessels. We are in an active shipping lane out there in front of the Yacht Club Norway Point area north of the harbor, and it's very important to stay the heck out of the way of a large encumbered vessel that doesn't know how to navigate. That has difficulty navigating. They 100% know how to navigate. That has very little room to maneuver. It's a Suez Canal type situation where you don't want to force somebody to get around you.
And what do you have to think about when the cruise ships are in the channel? I imagine the wake from that could be pretty exciting in one of the small sailboats.
It can be. Fortunately, by the time they're up in the wide spot just south of the bridge, they're usually going quite slowly for good reasons. And there are also all kinds of rules now about how far away from them all vessels have to stay. I can remember in years past, it would be fun to sail right behind them when they were maneuvering, and it would throw you around a little bit in a really exciting way. But the Coast Guard frowns heavily on that. And so fortunately, the cruise ships aren't much of an issue at all. It's just smaller vessels going in and out of the harbor and then any of the barges that are going up towards Dipak.
Mm-hmm. So last summer, the program was put on hold due to COVID, but This summer you're figuring out ways to get the kids back out there on the water. Tell us how the program's going to work this year.
The main thing is masks 100% of the time, even on the boats, which could be difficult if they start getting wet, but I think it's just absolutely necessary because it's impossible to social distance on one of these little boats. We've changed the schedule an awful lot. So we've only got one class per day instead of two. We've raised the minimum age a little bit so that the staffing requirements will be different. When we have a juniors class, that's normally, 9 and 10 and 11-year-olds, that effectively doubles the staffing because we have to have volunteers. So there's one person who knows what they're doing in the boat at all times. And so by raising it to 12, we're doing away with that, which is unfortunate because that limits an awful lot of sailing opportunities. But, also asking families to minimize contacts for 2 weeks before and after classes. And the main hall at the Yacht Club, which is the space that we use, it's donated by the Juno Yacht Club. We're very grateful for that. It's quite large. And so we should be able to have nicely spaced out lunches on the days when we can't have lunch outside. And of course, hand sanitizer up the wazoo. And we'll do the best that we can. And also, if there's something looks like it's starting to go horribly wrong, either with our program or citywide, then we'll just have to cancel again, which we're not expecting to have to do that, of course, but you know, we'll handle it with safety as our number one concern as we go along.
Yeah, well, I think it's super encouraging that you are making this opportunity available for Juno kids after a very, very strange and difficult year for all of us. They're ready. They're ready to get back to doing some activities again. So for parents who are interested in learning more and signing their kids up, what's the process?
Google Juno Youth Sailing, and you'll find us at the top. We're junoyouthsailing.org, and we have an incredibly verbose website that I put together that has walls of text on it with all kinds of information on it. And that's where you can learn about the programs, the schedule, and go through and do signups from there. We have fewer than normal this year. There's only 96. Typically, we have more like 120, but 42 of them are still left. We had our initial rush at the midnight on Friday signup, and so there's still plenty of spaces left. So I would encourage people to go check it out and sign your kids up and get them out of the house.
Okay, terrific. Carl Broderson with Juno Youth Sailing. Thank you so much for joining us on the program today, and have a great time out on the water.
Thank you very much.
Okay, take care.